Christmas. Hallelujah. Let's stand and start praise and worship together. Let's worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Oh, come let us.
measure of heaven, brilliant like the stars in the wintry sky. Joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, let the shadows to fly. Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for your love. From great heights of glory, you saw my story. God, you entered in and became one of us. Oh yeah! Sing hallelujah! Sing hallelujah! Sing hallelujah for the things He has done. Come and adore Him, fall down before Him.
Down! give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Father. We join the angels to declare the message of Christmas. Your word says, peace on earth, goodwill to mankind. We receive the declarations of God, now proclaimed, just like the shepherds. We come to the place where, Lord Jesus, you were born. And we hear the chorus of heaven. Your prophetic word declared and decreed. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of his peace, there shall be no end. Father, we thank you that the government is upon your shoulders. And Lord, oh God, today we receive your peace. We receive goodwill. And we shout, oh God, with one voice, Alleluia. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing it again.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Christ the Savior of the world. He has come.
He has come. To you shall all glory be bestowed. We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, your only begotten Son, our Lord and our Savior, the one who humbled himself not only to come to this world, but gave his life as ransom and redemption for us. The one with a name that is above every other name, to whom every knee must bow and every tongue confess. Thank you, Father, that every name, everything that is named, bows to your glorious name. We give you praise. It is so in the heavens, it is so in the earth, it is so under the earth, in every realm, and we give you praise. And we thank you, Lord, that your exalted name has exalted your people. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. We give you praise. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Give a shout unto the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. And we thank God for all that He's done and will continue to do. At this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful.
God day, everybody. Praise the Lord. Let us pray for our children. If you're sitting, stretch your hands. Some of you, you have grandchildren. They don't live in the same city with you. When we pray, participate. You're praying for your own family. Father, we thank you, Almighty God, for this beautiful day. Thank you for all our families. Thank you for all my biological children, spiritual children, partners, and extended families all over the world. Lord, we lift everyone before you. Every child hearing the sound of my voice from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we lift everyone before you. We declare the Lordship of Jesus over every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for victory. Thank you for a life in Christ. Thank you that all their days they will walk with you, hear your voice, and obey you, and do the things that pleases you. In the name of Jesus. For your word says, if you are obedient, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Lord, they are living in the land. May they be willing and be good and obedient children that blesses your holy name. Bless all their teachers, families, and extended family. Those that are sick, we declare them be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are grieving, comfort them. You are the comforter. You are the strength. And you are the joy giver. Those in hospital, may they come out of that sick bed speedily in the name of Jesus. And those that went through surgeries, may they be healed speedily in the name of Jesus. We thank you for wholeness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our hearts, into our lives, our home, our city, our nation, and our neighborhood, and our church. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. It's Merry Christmas. I don't know how the year went, but we are in it already. So praise the Lord. Praise God. Time is speeding up. Hallelujah. All right. Last week we read Luke 2, and I told you to be continued this week. So go back to Luke 2. I'm going to start reading from verse 16. I think I read up to 17, but I'll start from 16. Luke 2, so you can catch up. Luke chapter 2, verse 16 on. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. So I told you the manger is just a feeding trough that you put animal feed. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. When you hear from the Lord, learn to keep it in you and let it gestate until manifestation. Then you can give a praise and thanksgiving. Say amen. A talkative spirit will talk out your blessing before it is due. May you learn to give God praise and give him thanks in the privacy of your life. Say amen. Say amen. Yes. Verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Somebody said, the Lord knows my name. Say amen. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. So this is where we bring children to dedicate them to the Lord. We don't baptize children in our ministry. You have to make that decision when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior personally. But we do dedicate babies. You can bring children and give them back to God and say, God, watch over this child all their days. It was done to the Lord Jesus, and we do the same. So if your children have not been dedicated, it's never too late. You can bring them before God, and they can be dedicated. Say amen. Verse 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And especially if you're a man, maybe your parents didn't know better to do it. But anytime they're being prayed for here, if you've not been given to the Lord, just stand and say, Lord, I give myself to you. And then you are covered. Amen. Amen. It's done. Ignorance will cause you to perish. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. As you receive, just give yourself. See, he is not a young man. I think you're in your late 60s already, but you're giving yourself to the Lord. Your parents might not be aware, but you can do yourself. Amen? And some of you, pride just fills your heart so much, because I know some of you were not dedicated to the Lord. Your pride and arrogance will not let you, as the word comes, obey. What did I pray for the children this morning? If you are willing and what? Obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Are you living in a land right now? There's plenty of good in this land. They need to come to you. Amen. Instead of you searching for them, they search for you. You'll be at the right place at the right time. Favor will come looking for you. You don't go digging for favor. Favor finds you. May favor find you. May the goodness of God find you. May it run over you and overtake you, that you have more than enough. Say amen. Say amen. I will eat the good of the land. Verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. So an offering is always given when the child is brought to the temple. It's thanksgiving offering. We don't bring turtle dove and pigeons anymore, but you can give. You can give your dollars. Say amen. If you're in a place where they have pounds, you give pounds. If you're where they have euros, you give euros. If they have peso, you give peso. Whatever the currency of that place is, you can give to the Lord. Say amen. So if your parents have not given offering on your behalf, give offering for yourself. Amen. It's not much. Pigeon and turtle dove. That means it's affordable by everyone. Say amen. Verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, be upon me. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. This was before the day of Pentecost. Most people don't even know what the Holy Ghost is. But I tell you, some of you, you can enter the realm of God that many people are not in ahead of time. May you strive to enter that place. In the name of Jesus, you be in a place where you know things that common people do not know. May you be in that realm in the name of Jesus. Simeon was one of those. He dedicated himself to the Lord. May you dedicate yourself to the Lord. Verse 27, and he came. How did he come to the temple? He came by the Spirit into the temple. Many people come to church. They don't come by the Spirit of God. They come to come and talk and talk and talk their destiny away. May you come by the Spirit of God. May you be intentional. When you are going to the house of God, say, today I'm going to have an encounter with God. And you stay laser focused. Amen. Say amen. And then after service, you can yap away if you want. But before then, stay focused. These things are not written for decoration. They are written so that we can apply them to our lives. Say amen. There is a system that glory works with. May we encounter that system and join into that. Say amen. Simeon came. People don't know what the Holy Ghost is, but Holy Ghost knew Simeon. Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost is coming, but Holy Ghost was already, he was already inside Pentecost himself. Somebody shout hallelujah. May I be in glory. You know, the days of glory are coming. The Bible said the earth will be full of the glory of God. Don't wait till that time when everybody's getting in. Get in now. Say amen. So I'll get in now. It doesn't just show up. You got to make a decision and be purposeful. 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Everybody wants to die. There are so many people dying, you know. But he knew he's not going to die. He has not seen the Christ. God spoke to him. May God speak to you. May you know exactly things that are going to happen in your life. Say amen. 27, he came by the Spirit on the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Verse 34, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Where he was seeing the crucifixion of Jesus. Nobody had to tell him. He saw it, and he saw Mary there. And he knew the pain Mary was going to go through. But he just spoke in the language that was just enough. May you be in that realm where you are not ignorant, blind, and deaf. May you be in the spirit of the living God. Say a big amen. Verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. So 84 years is what? 84 years plus 7. 84 plus 7 is what? 91. 84 plus 7, 91 years. So for 91 years, she spent time praying, seeking God in the temple, waiting for Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. How long have you been waiting for your miracle? I don't think anybody here was doing 91. So the point is, you can never give up until the result shows up. That's the point. Somebody say, I'm never going to give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, these people were not casual Christians. May you never be casual again. Casual brings casualty. Somebody say, I'll never be casual. 38, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. None of them were the pastors. None of them were the priests. None of them were known by anyone, but they were doing their duty. If nobody sees what you are doing, be faithful to the Lord. He sees, and he will give you the right assignment. Say amen. 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Somebody say, I received this. Wisdom, Spirit of God, hallelujah, and the grace of God upon my life. Say amen. All right, what I'm going to let you do, you can finish the rest of it. I think I read enough for us. So there's plenty, Luke 2 is a long chapter. Read during this Christmas time. Don't just be eating all your nice dessert and your turkey. Read the word together with your family. Say amen. So these are simple, they are not really simple, but we can read them. You can read beginning of Matthew, beginning of Luke, and it's quick read. Somebody say, I will read. How many of you are going to read it at home? Say amen. So there's plenty to enjoy. So Jesus is Lord. He's no longer a baby. He's the King of glory. And he's coming again. He's coming to receive us to himself. And we shall ever live with him forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is running out for our world. May time not run out for you and me. May we be in him. You know, if somebody died today, that was the end of that. Time is gone for them. Somebody give God praise. We thank God we are alive. We thank God he is with us. We thank God that Jesus came to save us. And we are truly saved. May you be truly saved. May you truly know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. You know, commit yourself to the Lord 100%, and he will commit himself to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to give God thanks. It's not, I'm not sad. I will miss. I one of my sisters moved to heaven this week, a few days ago. You know, she loved the Lord. She served God. Just short of 80, so she was 79 years old. And she wanted to be home with the Lord, so she's gone. So I had two that moved home this year. So we praise the Lord. Thank God they have Jesus. The last time I saw her was, I think, 13 years ago. I was in Nigeria last year, but I was only there for 3 days. So I didn't see any of them. It is well with my entire family. You don't have any, you're just a visitor. Your time here, your lease here is very short. Make good use of it. Say amen. Let us rise. You sat enough, so let us give thanks together. And you lift up your voice and just thank God. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for who he is. We give him praise. Father, we thank you. We are forever grateful. And we are forever thankful. We are forever appreciative of who you are. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. You are our Savior. You left everything. You are the darling of heaven. You left everything in glory to come to be born in a manger, in an animal barn, full of all kinds of mess and smell, just for us to clean up our mess and our smell. Lord, we give you praise. Not only that, you continued to the cross. You died and you rose again. And you presented us before our Father. And you have qualified us to have the same Father with you. To same God with you. And also to share all the blessings that you have and cause us to be jointed. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for your everlasting love. We are thankful, we are thankful. Thank you for giving us life. Our breath comes from you. Our bones and our cells and our flesh, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, they all come from you. The food we eat come from you. The water we drink come from you. The air we breathe comes from you. Everything comes from you. Even the vehicles we drive, they come from the substance you have made. Everything comes from you. Our houses come from the substance you have made. Everything comes from you. So we are thankful. Nothing belongs to us. It is all yours. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Be all glorified and magnified forever. Thank you for every family at this time. They don't worry about what they will eat or drink. Your word says, take no thought for these things. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of them. He provides clothing for the lilies of the field. He provides for the birds of the field. You provide for your children. You are our provider. We only take thought of who you are and not thought of the things that plagues us. Every plague will leave us. Every problem will fall off. Even death has been conquered in victory. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you that the only treasure we have is you, Jesus. Continue to be precious to us. And may we continue to be precious to you. Father, we thank you now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace and prosperity reign over your children. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Fulfill your promises. For your promises are yes and amen. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Father, remember your people. Remember your promises. Remember your children. Peace in the name of Jesus. And out of these blessings, you've blessed Abraham. All nations shall be blessed through him. We receive that blessing for Israel, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, and all the nations we are praying for this week. Minister your grace to all the nations. Remember your people, Lord. The islands of the seas and the first nations of the world. Remember your people where somebody is calling the name of the Lord. For your name's sake, save your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, favor and mercy, truth, healing and deliverance, wholeness and restoration, and provision. Thank you, Lord. Be magnified. Receive our thanksgiving, tithes and offerings, prayers, and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's incredible. We just celebrated Christmas. And now it's another one. It used to take forever, you know, for Christmas to come. Christmas was a very special time. Actually, I'm going to do something this morning that's very organic. I'm going to call on different people to tell me about their Christmas experience growing up. Nobody knows that I'm going to call them, so it's just going to be very freelance. You know, I used to think growing up that Jerusalem and Bethlehem were in the sky somewhere. We talked about Bethlehem, we said, oh, well, look up. So it was a shocker growing up to find out that there was a real place in the earth called Bethlehem. And there was a real place called Jerusalem. How many people here will identify to the same, relate that when they were growing up, they thought Bethlehem was up in the sky somewhere? Oh yeah, look at one, at least one person. What about you? Did you think it was up there too? Oh, I got that from you? See? Was this just a Nigerian thing or what? But really, that's how I thought. So to actually step into Bethlehem was remarkable, to come to a place called Jerusalem and be driving into Jerusalem. Wow, it's really here. I can walk in Jerusalem. I can walk the streets where Jesus walked. Look to the heavens. So it was very, very spiritual when we talked about Christmas. But there was, you know, don't get grossed out, but this is Christmas for us. Growing up, Christmas was where you, when you wore your nice new shoes and nice brand new clothes, you know, tailor-made, custom-made just for you. That's Christmas. It was time of eating delicious, special, traditional foods. It was a time when little kids went from house to house to house to house to house, you know, and everybody, you know, uncles and, you know, cooked nice meals, and you just get there, you grab as much as you can, shove, and ready to take off to the next house. You can relate, huh? Oh yeah, you know, that's when you have your secret collection plate in your pocket. Hallelujah, praise God. It's very special. Little kids from different streets will have their nice masquerade outfits, and they start dancing and shaking and getting their tips, and then they go to the next house and the next house and the next house. Yeah, just doing the same thing, collecting stuff, eating as much as you can. It's really amazing. Brother Ortiz, come. I want to hear about the Philippines. Quickly, come. How was Christmas in the Philippines?
I grew up with the same thing.
Same thing like
me? Yeah, we usually come along, kids in the street. We would go from house to house. Before that, we would collect the cups of soft drinks, and we would flatten them, and then put a hole in them, and then tie them around with wires as a sort of instrument. So we would gather, and then from house to house we would sing and carol. We call that caroling.
Okay. Yeah.
And the purpose was that every house that we go to, we must receive something: money, coins, or food, or candies, or whatever. And we would never leave the house until they would give up. If they don't, we would sing the very bad thing about that house. Or sometimes we would throw stones at the gate and then run off. That's how we grew up with. And then after the day, we would collect it and count it and then divide it among ourselves.
Oh, wow.
And buy everything that we want for Christmas.
Wow.
And then we go home to our families and then tell mom and dad, papa and mama and all the siblings how much we have collected. Or sometimes we would gather it, and then at Christmas time we would buy some new clothes for us.
Mm.
I remember that during Christmas, and also in that Christmas that in high school days, when I received the very first, you know, if you relate with me, the Bang Bang pants or the Faded Glory. Oh, yes? Yeah, that's how it is.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, who am I going to pick on now? I'm going to pick on you. Come. Both of you come here. Come tell me how Christmas was growing up. Bless you.
Okay, our Christmas was a big long table, lots of food. I can remember
My brothers and I were all little ones. We would go underneath the table. My grandpa would say, you can go underneath the table, because we had to sing Christmas carols for almost 3 hours. 3 hours. Wait, three. Polish, Ukrainian, and English. My grandpa would say to the grandchildren, go underneath the table. Why? Because he would say, you're going to hear three bangs. One on the table, two, three. And if you stay underneath the table, that was just a trick, because he wanted us to sing. You will get $1 after three hits. Believe me, it took 3 hours. God is good.
Oh, I don't know how much fun that one was, but okay.
For us, we...
And where's what roots?
From Kenya.
From Kenya, okay.
Yeah. Okay. In Kenya, mostly families that live in the city, starting December 28th, we all travel back to our home areas, like we have the city and we have the rural areas. So all the family will gather by the 28th, and celebration will start by slaughtering the cows and stuff, but mostly it's the same way, new clothes for the kids, and families cooking together and coming together and celebrating. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. But you went back to the homeland.
Yes, we went back.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Let me hear from Brother Daryl. Come tell me about Christmas growing up. And one more person. Let me see, who am I going to pick out? Okay. John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I have to say that we were in a practicing family of God, and so we were living a pagan life, and it was basically Christmas at family, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. It was all about the food. There was not much about God involved, and that's just how it was. We weren't raised in a Christian home, and we missed out on all those things. But we're enjoying it now.
Praise God. Thank God. He came for us. Okay. Let me hear from John and also from Ashley. Both of you come.
So growing up, my Christmas entailed a lot of family. I have a pretty big family. My mom had 11 siblings. My father had 7 siblings.
Wow.
And so the family is very big, and it entailed going to church on the 24th and opening presents at midnight. So we got to stay up till midnight, and we opened all our gifts up on the 24th, or the 25th, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So. You're the first one who told us about opening gifts. That's good for you.
Hi. I love how you just volunteered me over here. But okay, growing up, you're going to hear my version, I guess? Okay. So growing up, we would come to church on Christmas Eve, and then Andrew, Adrian, and I would be super excited for midnight because we'd always get to open one gift. And sometimes we'd get cheese balls, which was really exciting. I don't know why we all love them so much, but we get a big container of cheese balls, and it was so exciting. And then we'd wake up in the morning, and it would smell like pepper soup, because my mom was making pepper soup with a goat head for Auntie Esme, because she needed that every single Christmas. Yeah. And it would just be running around, and I'd be waiting for my pear drax, because I really wanted to drink that, because my dad gets it every single Christmas.
Some ready already.
You got some ready? Great. And then, yeah, just family. And we would have people come and celebrate with us, other family members, extended family, right? It was just a good time. It was always a good time.
Awesome. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, every one of us has a particular experience about Christmas. And it's all exciting. But you know what? Most times, what was missing was the person that we came to celebrate. He was there somewhere, but it was about us. Can you imagine having a birthday party and people came and they celebrated themselves and didn't give anything to you? They just shared stuff with each other and then they went home. Nobody even cared to talk to you about anything about you. Reflect on who it is that they were really celebrating. In a sense, it's still the same. Many people do all this shopping, send out all kinds of greetings, even say Merry Christmas, but really don't think about the Christ in the Mass. It's just another day, another celebration. But it is important for us to consider who it is that we celebrate him. Why did he come? Why was he born? What message was communicated when he came? Because if we don't, we're losing out on the real core message about who Christ is. For some, Christmas is the time to just go to church. So there are some people that are Christmas church attendees. They attend church at Christmas. But really, if you are considering the Christ and the message that he came to bring and why he came, you will not be just a Christmas service attender. Because if you've considered him, then every day of your life becomes an expression of thanksgiving, because you know that he covered your entire life, and that it is in him that you live and move and have your being. Many years ago, it's got to be about 25, maybe 30 years ago, I remember preaching a message, and I talked about Christmas. And I said that Christmas is going to be an indictment to anyone who doesn't know God but is celebrating Christmas. Because that means that you should have heard about Jesus. I don't know. I'm not going to lay claim to it, but I think the next year there was an attack on the word Christmas. The attack to remove the word Christmas from the psyche of the people. Get rid of it. Let it be Happy Holidays or something like that. It started. Now, I'm not saying that it was because of my message. But the fact is, part of the reason people want to get rid of that word Christmas is because they are forced to think about this person that they are supposed to know something about. The word Christmas, they want to remove, because if you don't take away the word Christmas, then you must have to consider the fact that the Christ that is celebrated at Christmas was born in a place, and that place was Bethlehem. And that Bethlehem is not in heaven. It is in Israel. And if you have to consider that he was born in Israel, then the Jews must have a claim to the land. Huh? So let's get rid of Christmas, because as quickly as we can get rid of Christmas, then we can change the narrative and make Israel non-existent. Let's get rid of the Christian faith and Judaism, because they trace their roots all the way back to Abraham. And we can't have that. Because if we trace it that far, then we must consider the fact that Abraham was given a promise and a land. Move it out of the way. Well, too late. Too late. Jesus was born. Hallelujah. Jesus was born, and he was announced by angels. Praise the Lord. You know the incredible thing about it all? Is that when Jesus was born, there was an announcement about it. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." They came from the east. The east represents a place of the rising sun. So, God specifically carries the message out to the place, the area where the sun rises from, to announce that a new day has begun. Come on. Are you with me? A new day has started. And then it says, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." So there is the manifestation of a star in the east. These wise men, or the Magi, see that star from the east and they begin to follow that star. This must be an incredible star, because they did not only travel at night, they traveled during the day. So this got to be a star that they could see in the day. Think about that. and see at night. Think about that. Scientists, astrologers have been battling to figure out what kind of a star this was. They have considered meteors, they've considered all kinds of different things that could have aligned, whether it was Jupiter and Saturn that aligned itself and it looked like that star. But whatever their explanations or lack of explanations are, it matters not, because the God we serve is a God who's capable of accomplishing anything that he wants to accomplish the way he wants to accomplish it. Amen? Anyhow, that star, I want to think about that star for a moment. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. It tells us about this star. It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do dwell, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. So in a sense, this star is a star that rises inside of you, that gives you direction. They saw a star, and that star was descriptive of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter tells us that it is a light that shineth in a dark place. The word of God says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, the people that are sitting in a dark place have beheld a great light. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. That they that dwell in the shadow of death, they that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. This light of God is shining for those that are in darkness. Amen. Amen? God finds people and says, you are not left alone. I am going to locate you. Who are these magi or the wise men? They were wise in their own eyes. They practiced astrology. And those are the kind of things that God shunned. But when Jesus was to come, the Bible tells us he came for sinners. Anybody here listening to me? He came for sinners. So at the announcement of the Lord Jesus Christ being born, he goes to find the wise of the world that are foolish. He goes to locate them and tells them, hey, there is a star. This is the star for your salvation. You are in idolatry. You are defeated. You, whatever it is that you think you've got, yes, you have all this wealth and all these resources, but here, this is the real light. Follow it. Are you with me so far? God comes to find people that think that they are in the light but are in darkness. People that think they are wealthy but are really poor. And he goes and he finds them at the east and he begins to lead them. These that were sitting in the shadow of death, he begins to lead them. He shines his light. I wonder if God is shining his light to you today. You and I may think we are all that. He says, you think you're rich, but you're poor. He says, you think you can see, but you're blind. And we need to have a revelation of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. Somebody shout hallelujah. What was this light about? The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18 that it is a star. This day star is a light that is shining brighter and brighter. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth, say it with me, more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. The light keeps on shining incrementally. And when you think this is the brightest spot, it shines even more. I think this is it, and it shines even more. Because God is trying to get you used to the light. If you shine light too brightly for somebody that's lost their sight and they're beginning to gain their sight, the light will blind them. Hello? So the light has to shine little by little, by little, by little, but taking you deeper into the knowledge of who He is. That's why I do not belittle people that are growing in their faith. You know, you see somebody and they know a little bit and you want to overwhelm them. Don't do that, because overwhelming them may bring them to blindness. But let the light of God's glory just grow in them, and you start to see them getting used to truth upon truth upon truth upon truth upon truth upon truth. It just gets better and better and better and better. May God bring you into brighter places day by day. May you continue to grow and experience the goodness of God. He says, unto the perfect day. That is the day where everything is known. Where in a place where there are no shadows. Because the light of God that He lit inside of you now matches up with the light of God that is coming to you. So the word of God says, arise and shine, for the light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. God wants to change my life day by day. Praise the Lord. A child grows. Hallelujah. I said, a child grows. The Word of God grows in us. When I think, as I read the Word of God, when I think, oh my, I know it now, I find out I don't know it now. Because God has a way of taking one thing and expounding on it. And I think, wow, this got to be the end of it. And no, it keeps on opening and opening and opening until I found out. Thank God for how much I've learned. Next. And when you know that, you say, next. And when you know that, you say, next. Because there's no end to the searching of God. He's infinite. You know, children growing up, you know, sometimes they will come and says, I don't have to go to school anymore. I know everything now. And the older ones just chuckle. Yeah, really, you know everything now. Well, it's 2x times 2x. I don't know that yet. I thought you knew everything. But we grow. Someone said we grow. That is God's way, causing you and I to grow. And when you feel, I don't know that much, it's okay, you know something. Thank God for what He has shown to you already. And thank Him for the things that you are about to learn. Growth is natural. Change is a constant. Amen? Hallelujah. In Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, He tells us about this day star. He says, but unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Unto you that fear My name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with what? Healing in His wings. There's healing available because of the day star. That star that led them. Healing is available. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the healing grace, the healing light of God will shine in your body, shine in your soul, shine in your spirit, until everything that does not belong is eradicated and all that belongs to you come to you in Jesus' mighty name. He says, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. What are calves of the stall? Calves of the stall have food brought to them. They don't just eat out there, but there is food close by. So the word of God says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. He makes you to lie down in green pastures and restores your soul. This is why Jesus Christ, our Lord, came, to bring about restoration to our lives. The word of God says, for unto us a child is born. The word is yeled, the Hebrew word, yeled. It means one that is an offspring. God birthed something. But then He says, for unto us a son is given. A child is born, a son is given. A son is one who is led by the Spirit of God. Come with me. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God wants you and I to be led. And God gives to us men and women that are led of the Spirit. May people that are led of the Spirit of God come into your life. They are people that are mature. A child is a child. They're not mature yet. They're not there yet. They are born into your life. When God brings people into your life that are not there yet, it is so that you can nurture them and bring them to a place of maturity. Because ultimately, it is sons that are given. Jesus is that perfect son who learned obedience by what He suffered. You know, sometimes I think about that statement. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. And how many of you remember the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple? He's in the temple, the mother and the father lose him there in the temple. And they're gone for 3 days. I'm thinking like a Nigerian now. And they come back looking all over the place. They find him and they say to him, "What are you doing here?" And he says, "Don't you know that I'm about my father's business?" That's the last thing you're going to tell a Nigerian mother. Because your behind is going to learn some stories. I think maybe, just maybe, that's why we didn't hear anything about him until he was 30 years old. He learned obedience. That's my take. But the reality is this, child of God, he was a child that learned obedience. Are you and I learning obedience? Because it's so natural for us to be rebellious and independent. I know for sure, Jesus became a teenager. Anybody ever raised a teenager before? Teenagers want to be independent. They want to do their own thing. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in every way possible. I know there was a day that the father was trying to tell him something and he wanted to talk back. But he learned obedience. You say, "Pastor, you're humanizing Jesus too much now." No, he became flesh. He became like you and I. He had the same challenges like you and I, but he made a decision to be obedient to the calling and the assignment Father had for him. He understood that he had an assignment, and so he had to prioritize everything he did. What are your priorities? Do you have any priorities? Anything that needs to go before that and before that, before that, before that? Jesus, our Lord, had to do the same thing. So that day star is getting brighter and brighter and brighter to the perfect day. The perfect day, the day that he hung on that cross. Day by day, God is leading you. God is leading me to a perfect day, to a fullness of time. His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. Pele. A miracle. And that was what he was. He was born of a virgin. An amazing work of God. God bringing about possibilities out of impossible situations. And when you think about Jesus, you must think that way, that God is a God of possibilities, a God who doesn't look at things and say, that's impossible. But for one thing, to lie. The Word of God says it's impossible for God to lie. He cannot lie. God, can you lie for one time, just one time, please? And you can't. It's impossible. That is the amazing aspect about God, that God who cannot lie will not lie to you. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When things seem impossible, remind yourself, God does not lie. Jesus was born. Hallelujah. He is the counselor, your great advisor. When you don't know what to do, you can talk to him. You can talk to God and say, counsel me. I need wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, ask, and God, who will give to you liberally and not upbraid you, will share wisdom with you. He will give to you insight and understanding of those things which you cannot assimilate in your own capacity. Wisdom is in Jesus. He's a wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. El Gibor, the mighty God, the awesome, all-powerful God. That's who he is. He is mighty. Hallelujah. He is greater than the greatest. Amen. There is nothing that he cannot do for you. There are no impossibilities. That's why when a Sarah that was barren, nothing, it's all gone, dried up, and God says, you're going to have a child by this time next year because I am going to visit you. God made himself to show up in Isaac. Hallelujah. God made himself to show up as a Samuel for Hannah. When there are impossibilities in your life, God will make himself the manifestation of what you need in your life. Therefore, our dependence is not in man and what man can do, but in the loving kindness of the Most High God, who will say, I am that I am. I will be whatever it is I need to be in your life. That's why Jesus came. Because nothing that is was created outside of him. Hello? Everything was created by the Word of God. John chapter 1. And nothing was made outside of that Word of God. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Glory be to God. The life of God is the light of men. And that light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Glory be to God. He is the unstoppable light. Jesus. When we think about Christmas, we're talking about the one who is the light. who then turns around and says, you are the light, because he lit everybody that came into this world. Everyone. Everybody has been wired by God to have his light. Praise the Lord. So there are people who are sitting in defeat and in darkness that are not meant to be there. And it's my responsibility and your responsibility to go to them and tell them, don't you know that you're free? Lights on. Don't you know you are healed? Lights on. Don't you know that you are rich? Lights on. Don't you know that you are a victor and not a victim? Lights on. The devil's a liar. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. You and I need God. But our need of God is not because we don't have God. It's because we have not awakened to recognize that we need God. Today, I switch on everyone in this house and wherever they might be who has not recognized their need of God. I switch the light on inside of them so that they can recognize their need of God. Amen. Many years ago, it was 1980, I was in California, and somebody had gifted me with a vehicle, a car. And I needed a driver's license. So I went to the DMV, and the first thing they do is they check your eyes. They set me before this box and said, what do you see? I said, am I supposed to see something? What do you see now? What do you see now? I said, nothing. So they said to me, you, go and get your eyes checked and get some glasses. I said, I don't need glasses. Well, you're not going to pass this test until you get glasses. So I went home, discouraged. I didn't have money for glasses. And these two sisters or mothers in the Lord heard about my situation, and they gave me money to go get glasses. It cost about $100, $120, something like that. That's way back then. So I went, I got the glasses, put the glasses on, and all of a sudden, I could really see people. The car lights were not some haze with a ring around them. Everything was nice and sharp. Wow, I said to myself, I've been blind all this time and didn't know it. But I was determined that I was going to pass that test without those glasses on. So I went. Said, do you have your glasses? I said, yeah, I have it, but I don't need it. I can see. They weren't about to argue with me, so they put this stuff on again. And this time, I saw everything without the glasses. I was healed. I walked out of that place so excited. I passed without the glasses. Then it dawned on me, some ladies paid for my glasses. Gee, what am I going to tell them? I didn't need the glasses anymore. So I put the glasses back on. I became blind like I was before. Respect of persons. But those glasses look so nice on me. I just loved it. Mama used to wear glasses, Coke size, you know, the bottom of bottle Coke. Heavy glasses. And I used to say to her, "You don't have any faith. That's why you are like that. Look at me, I don't have glasses." And she decided, okay, you're not going to mock me no more. And she believed God. God healed her eyes. She's not wearing glasses. And the one that was mocking, still wearing glasses. What are you clapping about? Hallelujah. What am I saying? You need to recognize that you need God and trust Him to lead you every day of your life. He's a miracle-working God. He's almighty. He's the everlasting Father, and He is the Prince of Peace. The Bible tells us right there in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, it makes a statement to us. So I begin to wrap. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7. It says, of the increase of His government. Somebody say the increase. So the government, just as the light increases, so also the government increases. What is the point? The point is, to the extent that you begin to embrace the light of God, to that extent, the government that God gives you to reign in increases. Did you get that? The more you know of God, the more grace He gives to you to lead. May God increase the light of His glory in our lives, in our lives, in our lives, so that we have greater access to govern and have dominion. Amen? You don't want to give a child leadership. He doesn't know how to handle it. You give grace of government to sons, people that are mature. May we mature in our faith, in our walk, so that God can trust us with more. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, of the increase of His government and of His peace, there shall be no end. What does that mean? It keeps on increasing. There's no end to it. Upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it. Somebody say, to order it. Say it again, to order it. One more time, to order it. God's part of government is to put things in order. And the more things you put in order, the more things God can trust you with. May our lives be in order. May our homes be in order. May our church be in order. May our businesses be in order. May our country be in order. Amen? Order increases grace for governance. He says, all of this is going to happen because of the zeal of the Lord. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it, will bring this wholeness into play for your life and mine. Amen? Hallelujah. Now let me close with Luke 2, Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And verse 14. when Jesus, our Lord, was born. The Bible says, the angels proclaimed, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Three proclamations. God be glorified. Let there be peace on the earth. And let there be goodwill towards men. May those three things happen for us. Hallelujah. As we glorify God, may our earth know peace. And may we have goodwill towards men. Everybody caring one for the other. The Bible says, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, meaning the house of bread, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. I want you to do those last two phrases, and see this thing, say it with me, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. This is what the Lord wants me to say to you today. That whatever it is that needs to be done has been done already. The shepherds did not get a prophetic word. Hear this. They did not get a prophetic word about Jesus that is going to be born. But they got a word of this, that Jesus has been born. And then the word of God says, which the Lord had made known unto us. God made known to them something that has already happened that they did not know anything about. Come. Everybody focus now. God made known to them something that has already happened that they did not know anything about. God made it known to them. The miracle had already happened, and God came to announce it to them, announce something to them of something that has already happened. May the announcement of your salvation, of your deliverance, of your peace, of wholeness in your life, of God's provision for you that he has already made provision for, because he said in his word, it is finished. May that be made known to you, and may you do the next thing that they did. The Bible says they made haste. May you haste. May you be quickened to experience all of God's divine provision in your life. May your life not be filled with weariness, but be filled with the might of God. May you know strength beyond your age. May you know wisdom beyond your age. May you know grace beyond your age. You say, Pastor, what are you saying beyond your age? This is what I'm saying. Sometimes we define ourselves based on our age. I'm just a little baby. I don't have enough strength. I'm a young man, and I'm very strong. Beyond that too. I'm old. No, beyond that. For his government of increase continues to increase. May God's increase continue to flow in your life. May you and I never peak. May we continue to rise. The Bible says about Enoch, he walked with God and was not. He just kept on going. He just kept on going. He just kept on going. May you continue to just keep on going higher and higher and higher and higher. Healthier and healthier and healthier. Richer and richer and richer yet. Nothing in your life that God has ordained for you will peak. But everything that God has not planned for you, written off in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Rise with me. The word of God says that when Jesus was born, the people were sent back to their roots, to their hometown. Sister Lydia talked about going back to their hometown at the time of Christmas. The Bible says they were sent back to their hometown to be taxed. The word is the word apographo, and it means to be registered, but also means to write something off. So today, I pray that everyone here will have their names written in God's book of life, and that everything of the past, everything that does not belong in your life, that must not be attached to you, be written off immediately. Do you receive that? Then shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Father, I bless these sons and these daughters. Lord, we celebrate your goodness. We thank you that your birth became also our birth. Because, Lord Jesus, because you fulfilled your mandate, we were born again by your Spirit. May the manifestation of your glory become a manifestation of your glory in us and through us. As you grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man, I pray the same for everyone here. The Lord, oh God, that we will all flourish in your goodness. We rest, oh God. Let the angelic host surround us now. We hear the sound of the good news. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just be seated for a moment. Is there anyone here that needs to give their lives to the Lord? Say, you know what? I need to turn my life over to God. I want God to register my name. And I want God to cancel out every evil in my life. I want to give my life to the living God. If there's anyone like that that has not done that and would like to do that this morning, just raise your hand and I'll certainly pray with you. Praise the Lord. Okay. I'm thankful to the Lord that everyone here has given their lives to the Lord. Now, henceforth, continue to grow in the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us honor God with our tithes and our offerings. And right after that, we'll share in communion together. If you do not have the elements of communion, just raise your hand and the ushers will find you and make certain that you get the element of communion. Not giving your offering yet, this is the time to do so. Mama is going to come and join me. As we share in communion today, please receive your healing. Wherever it is that you're hurting, let God intervene and establish wholeness for you. He is your healer. He is your provider. He is your peace.
Waiting for you, just wave. I'm going to start. All right. This is the bread of life. Jesus was born in Bethlehem's house of bread. He is the bread of life. His body was pierced for us so that ours will be made whole.
Amen.
If you are sick in your body this morning, may you be healed.
Amen.
You can say, I receive my wholeness.
I receive my wholeness.
He took your pain so that you'll be pain-free. Somebody say, I am pain-free.
I am pain-free.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
In Jesus' name, take and eat.
The blood of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. This is that blood that brings healing and wholeness to every aspect of our lives. A lot of sickness can be traced back to your blood. In fact, that's why we have blood tests. But as you take of this blood, let every sickness, every disease, every ailment, every curse, every hindrance, everything that is contrary be eradicated now from your system. And may the blood of the divine holy God flow through your veins. May your heart be healed, every organ in the body healed, brain healed, everything concerning you, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and otherwise, receive the healing, cleansing, redemptive blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take and drink. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know this song. He is my peace and has broken down every wall. It's an old, old song. He is my peace and has broken down every wall. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. And has broken down every wall. You are my peace. You are my peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is your peace. He is your peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is your peace. He is my peace. I'll sing it one more time. Receive it. He is my peace, who has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He is my broken down every wall. He is my peace. He is my peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. My peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is your peace, and he is my peace. Be blessed beyond measure. May God's grace abound towards you, you and your household. May he rebuke the devourer for your sake and establish you in your going out and in your coming in. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the loving kindness of God, the peace of God which passes all understanding, rest and abide with you all of your days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, everyone. Amen. 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 3 more minutes of your time, if you don't mind. After this,